Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City, here on 95.7 KQWC as we talk boys basketball here on our program on this Monday. Quinn Douglas with you here, and joining us to kick off our program here on this Monday night is the head boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Jay Heron, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hi, Coach. Thanks for calling.
So as we take a look here at this team, you know, 3-3 record to wrap up the regular season. Things were very, very good to wrap up the regular season for your team. Obviously, the insertion of Jackson Olmstead into the starting lineup was paramount to this team and really starting to find some success. And just, you know, that last stretch of the regular season, what really stood out to you about how this team played?
I think we finally started putting some things together. And it took us a while to figure out how we needed to play to be able to compete with the other teams. I think early in the year, I had an idea and the kids had an idea of how we wanted to play just based on what we see on TV and what other teams do. But in reality, that's not who we were. And we had to kind of understand where the basketball had to go and where the shots had to come from and what kind of defense we played to be able to compete. And then with Jackson coming back, that gave us that point guard that we really didn't have. Nothing to do with the kids' fault, but the kids that I were playing at early in the year were kids that played some split season eighth grade basketball and came straight to varsity. And the other one's a sophomore who hadn't played a whole lot of point guard because Grant Larson was the point guard last year. So we tried Sam Coink a little bit at point guard, who didn't play last year either and never has been a point guard. So we kind of had to fix some spots, and I think we finally started to figure some of that stuff out.
And you bring up some of those other pieces. Sam Coink really finds his groove as a two guard at the end of his senior season, shooting really well. I just think back to that Greene County game, that first half, absolutely shooting the lights out in that win over Greene County in that regular season finale. And then Ben Swenson, and even through that that loss in the district play to PCM to end the season, Ben Swenson took some huge strides throughout the year as well, which is really promising for the future. But when you look at how those two in particular were able to really improve the second half of the season, just what does that speak to their how far they had worked from where they were at the start of the year?
Yeah, I think Ben Swenson's a big, last year working with him, even in the summer, didn't really have a clue what to do at the post, never really had any post moves or any training or anything like that. And so getting some time to work with him this summer and then the addition of Ben Heron helped. He worked with our post guys a lot. And giving him the ideas, he played in that position, in that spot, how to get set up and where to score. And Ben had to get underneath people and get inside of them. He's not that tall yet, but he's strong. So bigger kids gave him a problem. But once he kind of got the feeling and figured it out, he had a 20-point night and had some big rebound nights. And he, if he continues to work and get stronger, which I know he will because that's the kind of kid he is, he's going to be a nice foundation to have in the middle for next year because we don't have a lot of size coming back next year as far as strength-wise. So that'll be important to us. And Jackson is a big addition. You know, he came from Webster City, of course, but he never had a varsity suit before and only had played JV. So first couple games we had him back, you know, we ran into Roland Story, ran into Nevada, we ran into Seidel, and I think Jackson put a lot of pressure on himself to try to carry the team. And what I just tried to tell him is he just has to get the ball to the kids to help them. He doesn't have to be the scorer and have to be Mr. Everything. And I think once he figured that out and once the kids figured out that was Jackson's plan, was to help them be better, then everything started to fit together. And then Jackson's shot started to come because then they had to guard Coink and they had to guard Swenson. And then all of a sudden he started shooting the ball better. And his first two games he came back, he was 0-17 and 0-18, I think, and just pushing a little bit too much. So for a kid that hadn't got a varsity suit before and hadn't played much, I think he's going to be pretty special for the size that he is, and hopefully he grows, and hopefully he hits the weight room, because he's not a very big guy, and not many teams we played down the stretch really had an answer for guarding him one-on-one, so...
And as we look ahead to, you know, it won't be too much longer before, you know, open gyms come around. You're starting to maybe plant the seeds for 2026 and 2027. Just, you know, when you look at this group that you will have coming back by the time you get to next winter, just what's maybe one or two things that you're really looking forward to about this group that's going to be coming back after, you know, building off the success you guys had the second half of the year?
I think the big thing is we're going to be a different team. A little bit more of the style I kind of like to play. I think defensively, we're going to be able to get after it. We're going to have some smaller guys, but we're going to have some quickness and some athletic ability. And Ryan Ozzig made a huge jump the last half of the season. And Caden Dean hadn't played since eighth grade. And he made a huge jump the last part of the season. And they'll be seniors. So that'll give us some strength and some knowledge. And then Blake Main is a junior who I have high hopes for, and I hope he believes that. And then we got, you know, Manny Babcock and Jesus and Miguel and Cash and Oliver Hetland. There's a host of them that I think if any of those guys decide that they want to make this a part and work hard and hit the weight room and show up to open gyms and play some basketball, I think we could have a really exciting season next year. And getting over the hump this year was a lot bigger deal than I thought. That first win, once we got that, the pressure seemed to relax. So now next year we won't have to worry about that. And, yeah, I'm excited. We think it's a year away, but actually I look at the calendar, it's about 8.5, 9 months. So it's not that far away.
Nope. Always comes around again fast. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. And won't be long again, like we said, till we're talking about basketball coming up here in the late November.
And thank you. And I got to say one thing. Thanks for your support. It means a lot to the kids. And I got to thank the fans, man. For where we were at, the support we had from the parents and the noise and how loud it was at the West Marshall game, the PCM game, some of those games, the kids, I mean, it really made the kids go hard and made their season really fun. So I got to thank them too. So
absolutely. Well, thanks, Coach, for taking the time to talk to us. And, well, it won't be long before talking again here coming up in late November of 2026.
Sounds good. Thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, that was Jay Heron, the head boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks here on our Coach Speak program. We are back next with CGD coach Jason Burning here on Q95.